I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it is a manic Monday, but it's also game day. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad to be back with you. I missed you. Look, even if we don't agree all the time on everything, I still miss being with you every afternoon. And many of you have been part of my life for such a long period of time, for so many years. I mean, this is my life. You are my life. And when I'm not here, I miss being here. Love spending time with my family. That was not the case in this particular situation. But when I'm not here, I miss being with you. More on that coming up. Look, we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon, but I thought we would just really focus on the fact that today's game day. You know, it's a manic Monday. There's a lot going on. The lying is really getting to me. And to be honest with you, I don't know what to do about it except ignore it. I mean, I had to turn off the news channels earlier today because I'm watching the lies. Lie. I mean, just absolute blatant lies. And I don't know what to do about it other than just ignore it. I mean, I don't have to let this bring me down. You don't have to let it bring you down. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this afternoon. All right. It was a wild weekend in the NFL and a wild weekend in college football. Number one ranked Alabama loses to unranked Vanderbilt. That was unheard of. But, you know, you kind of love seeing it. I do. I pull for the underdog, and I love seeing that shakeup. So Texas is back at number one. I think Alabama dropped down to number seven. Man, Tulane poured it on against University of Alabama at Birmingham, UAB. They are a powerhouse. And the games that Tulane has lost, they have been in those games. So Tulane's got a powerful team. LSU doing well and looking good. And don't you love watching Jaden Daniels play football? LSU's starting quarterback last year is a rookie in the NFL, and he is just doing an amazing job. In fact, I think he's like the best in modern times. I don't know. You could go way back and maybe find somebody who has done comparable in terms of statistics in the past. But in modern times, no quarterback has done better than this guy as a rookie. And he wasn't selected number one. But he is just killing it. And it's you know, it's kind of nice to see the Washington Commanders, formerly the Blackskins, you know, they haven't had a powerful team in a long time. So they've got one now, thanks to Jaden Daniels. And it's amazing how one guy can really help become a catalyst for a lot of things that can change with the team. So it's game day tonight. The Saints are in Kansas City against the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. The Saints have injury problems. So do the Chiefs. But can the Saints go to Kansas City and on Monday Night Football upset the Chiefs? The answer to that question is yes, they can. Will they? That's what we have to wait and see. But the Saints, even though they're dealing with injuries, they have a lot going for them. And we saw what the Saints did on the road against the Cowboys. They can do that on the road against Kansas City tonight. And by the way, for those of you who are interested, Taylor Swift will be in the suite tonight. She will be in attendance at the Saints game tonight. And you also heard that because of this devastating hurricane heading for Florida, Hurricane Milton. You've heard that the Tampa Bay Bucks they're leaving Tampa Bay, and they're coming here, and they're going to stay in hotels here. They play the Saints coming up, and so they're just going to come here early. And, you know, we need to be nice to them. You know, if you encounter them, if you're in the service industry and you encounter any of the Tampa Bay Bucks, be nice to them. You know, certainly hope that they don't win the game, but, you know, we'll be personable to them and understand that, you know, beyond football, there is life and there is protecting property and just being safe. And they need to leave Tampa Bay. And what I'm hearing from Peyton Malone and some of the people on Channel 4, what I'm hearing on the news and weather is that Hurricane Milton is one devastating storm. And it is going to be one hell of a storm. Right now, it is headed right for Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa Bay, again, it's Tampa, Florida, Tampa Bay. It's a bay area. There's Tampa Bay, St. Pete. And there's this opening from the Gulf of Mexico, and it's the Tampa Bay area. And if this storm hits in a certain way, it's just going to flood that entire area. That whole area is going to be underwater. And it's going to be devastating. And I think, you know, as we, you know, look at our beautiful weather this afternoon, all this week is going to be beautiful because of a cold front. That cold front is not only bringing us great weather, but it's protecting us from this monster storm, Hurricane Milton. And so, you know, inside of me and inside, I know, many of you, is this human instinct to care about those who are going to be impacted by this devastating storm. In fact, some people are still cleaning up from Hurricane Helene. They're still cleaning up. And so there's all that debris that could become a problem flying through the air that also can clog up drains. So, you know, Florida once again being hit, and I'm surprised somebody hasn't tried to start some rumor that, you know, God is punishing Florida because of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump lives there. Now, you know, on this show, we're not going to entertain that. But to be honest with you, I'm surprised somebody hasn't brought that up. Yeah, well, God's mad at Florida because, you know, Donald Trump lives there. He's trying to punish Donald Trump in Florida. No, that's not the case. But, you know, that's the way a lot of people think. We're going to talk a little bit about politics today, but we're going to save that until Monday and later in the week. And, you know, I've taken this break, and as I think about the show and as we talk about politics on the show, you know, I just, I'm so over the deceit. I'm so over the lies. And I'm so over this idea that, and I see this on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, I see this equating, if you say something negative about Donald Trump, you're spreading hate about Donald Trump. That's not true. I've never expressed hate for Donald Trump. Not ever. Not once. And I don't intend on doing that. But I can't help but be honest about some things that I see and hear. And then Kamala Harris, she doesn't want to answer questions about whether or not the United States is a true ally to Israel. Again, look, it's game day. It is a beautiful Monday. Let's take advantage of this moment, the beginning of this week. And let's talk more about politics on the show tomorrow. But I want to take a moment to thank Egan Hoke, Dave Cohen, Coleman, who has added responsibilities when I'm not there. You know, usually when I take off, I'm visiting my family in Portland. That was not the case. And so I took a little time off personally to take care of something that is going to be part of my future, advance my career. And you do these things once in a while, and I want to just keep it personal and not get into to details. But I just I took some time to do something that is going to contribute to my my career, which, you know, continues after 50 years. So, look, I'll just say this. I missed all of you. I thank everybody who did extra work while I was gone, and I love being back with you. So it's great to be back, and again, I thank all of you for all you did. Egan Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. Boy, were you missed.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I miss being there. I miss being with you and Coleman. I miss being with our audience, even those that don't agree with me. It's, you know, it's been part of my life for a long time. And it's, you know, when I'm not there for a period of time, it's hard. And so I miss being there.
Yeah, I don't think you'd ever been, certainly not in the modern era. I don't remember you being out for so long. But, you know,
yeah, it was only 2 weeks. It seemed like maybe even longer. It was 2 weeks, and I usually, you know, it's because I usually don't take that much time. You know, I usually do a quick trip to, you know, visit my family, and I make it as quick as I can, but it's, you know, it's kind of hard to go to Portland for a quick trip because Until next year, there are no nonstops between New Orleans and Portland, so there's a challenge in getting there. But I feel great. I thank everybody who was maybe concerned about my health or whatever. I feel absolutely great. And everything is good, and we move forward from here.
You know, I got some snacks for you, which I'll give you another time. Because, you know, I was out of town briefly for a minute there, too. I went up to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got you something. I got you something nice.
Is it syrup?
No.
Oh.
I thought maybe I'd get syrup, and I was like, that seems a little too on the nose. Maybe I'll get him something else. Something syrup adjacent.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, can't wait for you to see.
No, it's so nice to be back in and doing that. I'm doing the show from home for a brief period, but I'll be back in the studio soon. But it's great to be back on the air, and I'm so excited about the game tonight. You know, look, the Kansas City Chiefs are 4-0, and they're 4-0 for a reason. Patrick Mahomes. And they're a really, really good team. They've got a good defense. The Saints have got some problems, the offensive line. They've got some problems elsewhere. This is going to be a hell of a challenge for the Saints. But if, like against the Cowboys, if the Saints jump out on top and stay confident, sometimes, in fact, quite often, the statistics show the Saints can do better on the road than in the dome. That's kind of unheard of because, you know, you love to feel like your team has, in our case, dome field advantage, but that's not always the case. And, you know, you can look at the stats, and the Saints do as well or better on the road than they do at home. So, you know, I'm excited about the game tonight. Kansas City is, you know, a tough opponent. It would be really awesome if the Saints managed to end this two-game losing streak and beat Kansas City on national television in Kansas City right in front of poor, darling, little Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It'd be nice for the Saints to, you know, to beat her boyfriend's team. And she can, you know, lick his wounds later in the night.
Wow. You know, I was at Rouse's yesterday. They got, you know, I say this sometimes. You go down the cereal aisle, and it's like, what are we doing? It's madness out there what they're doing in the cereal aisle. We got Dippin' Dot cereal, we got Pop-Tart cereal, we got all kind of like cross-pollination between all these different kind of brands and candies and stuff. And I was over there yesterday, and they got Kelsey Mix. It's got the two Kelsey brothers on it. Yeah, you want to know what's in Kelsey Mix cereal?
Sure.
Dude, it's a blend of Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Lucky Charms. It's those three cereals mixed together with the Kelsey brothers on the box. We don't need that. Nobody asked for that. I don't want that.
We're worried about America's youth. We're feeding them that for breakfast. No
Reese's
wonder
Puffs,
we're worried about America's
Cinnamon
youth.
Toast Crunch, and Lucky Charms.
No, you know, kids need to do a little better than that when it comes to breakfast.
I mean, you can eat all those cereals one at a time if you like.
Yeah.
But to mix them together is insane. Oh, someone's calling me. Okay. All right. Yeah, you know, that was me.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. let's do a couple of texts before we get into the first break.
Here's a text message that says, "Welcome back. I believe we can win tonight. Hey, every NFC South city but Charlotte has been hit by a hurricane this year. Has that ever happened before?" Oh, that's James on the North Shore. What up, James?
Oh, I don't know. It's interesting thought. And Florida, I mean, Florida is just getting pounded. And,
Florida,
you know, with politics being as divided as it is, I'm really surprised that somebody hasn't brought up the idea that God is punishing Florida because Donald Trump is here. And, of course, we're not going to entertain that on this show because we know that's not true.
Yeah, here's a text that says, "You're trying to plant hate in people's minds by saying that the storm is blowing to Florida to punish it for Trump. That's idiocracy."
Oh, no, I said that's not the case. I'm surprised somebody hasn't brought that up. So I'm supporting the idea that it's ridiculous to even bring that up, and nobody's brought it up. So I'm kind of surprised because things are so divided today that that's just the kind of stuff that people like to bring up. But no, on this show, we will denounce any idea that God is mad at Florida because Trump lives there.
Here's a text that says, "Remember that psycho preacher who said that Katrina was God's punishment because New Orleans was gay-friendly?"
Yes.
My thought was, well, what did Waveland do to anger God?
You know, the other thing is, Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, he's still alive, isn't he?
I think he is. He ran for, let's see what happened.
I think he's been kind of senile for a long time, God bless him, but he's been very...
Oh, no,
very...
sorry to interrupt, but he passed away June 8th, 2023.
Oh, wow. So that was just last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, as religious as he was... I'm not sure where he went. You know, I'm not sure if he ascended or descended, you know, based on some of the things that he represented. But I remember Pat Robertson got into that whole thing about New Orleans being punished for the French Quarter and homosexuality. And I don't remember the exact span of time, but not long after that, a storm hit North Carolina, where Pat Robertson was based. And so I'm thinking, wait, you say that God is mad at Louisiana and New Orleans because of the sins of the French Quarter. And here, you know, if you believe that, can you explain why God turned around right after you said that and sent a storm right into North Carolina? I'm also surprised that nobody has brought up the notion that the Biden administration, the government, is controlling the weather and they're sending these storms to Florida because Trump lives there. But I don't believe the government controls the storms. Okay. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Yeah, really a wild weekend in the NFL, a wild weekend in college football, and I love it. I mean, there were some major, major upsets. So we'll be talking about that. Can the Saints beat the Kansas City Chiefs tonight in Kansas City on Monday Night Football? I think they can. You think they're going to do it? If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back on WWL. It is a beautiful afternoon, and it's going to get even nicer when this front comes through here. And, you know, we deal with our share of weather disasters. So, you know, I don't feel guilty, but I certainly feel great empathy for the people of Florida, many of whom have dealt with a storm earlier this year. In fact, not long ago. And this Hurricane Milton is in the Gulf, churning up into a monster. And right now it's headed for Tampa. And a lot of the area around Tampa, north and south of Tampa, are going to be hit by incredible storm surge, high winds. And it's a deadly situation. And, you know, once again, they're telling people, you know, if you're in the area that is expected to be hit, then you know, get out of there. Get out of there because it's going to be bad. And some people want to ride it out, but sometimes riding it out can mean the difference between life and death. I'm Scoot. Really glad to be back. I'm glad you're with us on this game day, Manic Monday afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Harry in Mid-City. Harry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, I'm glad you're back, too, man. I miss you.
I appreciate
every time
it.
When you're not on the radio, I get scared. Because I wanted to say, I hope they didn't mess with Scoot. But anyway, when Katrina came, that's all I heard. I was in Baton Rouge. I was in different places, Texas. And I heard how God was punishing New Orleans. I haven't heard it. Like you said, but I heard it, and they said the French Quarter was because of gays and sexuals in the city. It was because how they raised the children and the crime. I heard it so many times, man. At first I just brushed it off, but then I kind of started getting a little upset because I lost everything in Katrina. And I kind of got an idea why they were saying it. But
well,
anyway,
tell me why.
That's okay.
Tell me what you think.
Oh, God, the school is going to get mad at me, but I think half of it was racial and the other was like they felt, well, New Orleans and the sexual thing, of course, you know, with the French Quarter. Of course, but the French Quarter, I don't think really got hit, like talking about, you know?
No, the French Quarter did not. That's the irony of it. If I don't believe this, but if God really is punishing New Orleans for sin in the French Quarter, and the French Quarter didn't really get hit, how does that make any sense? The point is that none of it makes sense. And the religious zealots like Pat Robertson and people like that, they're just spewing total nonsense. I guess it's a way for them to believe that God's on their side and that they so disagree with homosexuality that they're looking for reasons to point out to the world that God is against any of this and that he is punishing any state or any city that embraces it. But you know, how do you explain the innocent people who are affected who don't have anything to do with it? So it's ridiculous, Harry, but you know, that kind of mentality is out there.
Yeah, so when I tell them, I say, well, why would you think they say the Bible, but then I got something and I just knock them off their feet because they never thought about it. They didn't even know. They say, I say, well, you know, there's over 400 Bibles and, you know, probably closer to 1,000, really. And every time somebody in the good times, the old times, the new, when they the Bible didn't say what they wanted to, guess what they did, Scoot? They wrote another Bible, and that's just that, you know, serious. So, all right, I guess I had my piece.
Harry, I appreciate that. I appreciate the call. You know, it's nice to know that there are so many, you know, common sense listeners out there, and there are. Let's go to John in DeParis. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, John.
Hey, Scoot. It's John from DeParis.
Hey, John.
For once, I'm not calling, not giving a plug for any band. I'm calling to say I missed you last week, and Ian did a great job while you were out. It's a beautiful day, and hooday.
Man, can the Saints win tonight?
I sure hope so. They can if they show up like they did in Dallas.
I know. If that team shows up, they beat Kansas City on national television. And even though Kansas City's 4-0, there have been times in games when they have been vulnerable. So, I hope the Saints go on and do it. Well, John, listen, I appreciate the call, and thank you for the kind thoughts. But again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, man, I thank everybody who took care of things while I was out taking care of something. It's personal. It was business-related as well, career-related as well. But I'm great. I feel awesome, and everything is cool. So let's go to Terry in Slidell. Hey, Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Good to hear you back. Hey, you know, you heard of the Trail of Tears, you know, when Andrew Jackson chased the Seminoles out of the state of Florida into Oklahoma?
No, I'm not really familiar with that.
Yeah, it was a thing that they called it the Trail of Tears. Okay. The Seminole Indians were forced out of the state of Florida to Oklahoma because of Andrew Jackson. That's why they don't have $20 bills at casino. Well, I heard they had a Trail of Tears leading all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, back to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And they even had people that were committing suicide on the side of the interstate. I'm being sarcastic. That Trail of Tears really was something. The Alabama fans went back to Tuscaloosa. They hid behind their heads between their legs. And Nick Saban said that Vanderbilt is the easiest place to play football because they don't show up for the games. Well, guess what? They did. And you and I are the same age. That upset is as big an upset as what happened in the Super Bowl #3 when Joe Willie said he's going to beat the Baltimore Colts. And they
did.
I loved every minute of it because my favorite team's LSU, you know, was ever playing Alabama. And when Vanderbilt won, I felt like I was in Vanderbilt Stadium cheering on them Commodores.
Boy, and this past weekend, Ole Miss lost.
Ole Miss didn't lose. That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Okay. Yeah, I'm a little vague on the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Ole Miss lost to Kentucky. I was hoping Ole Miss would stay undefeated coming into Baton Rouge, and like we did them in 2014.
Yeah.
They came into Baton Rouge, I mean, ranked #3 in the country, calling us all a bunch of corn dogs. And when they walked out the stadium, as Les Miles would say, Tiger Stadium is where dreams go to die.
You know, Terry, I was reading an article. I posted it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Got some interesting comments. But there's a Michigan fan, and he posted on X, social media platform X, he posted that he would eat poop.
What?
He would eat crap if Michigan lost to Washington. Michigan lost to Washington, and now the guy won't eat the crap.
Oh man!
I'm tired of these people making promises that they don't follow through with. You know, if you say, you know, if you're so proud of your damn team that you're going to publicly post that you're going to eat crap, and literally eat crap out of a solo cup, if your team loses and your team loses and then you're not going to do it, you know, I mean, it just goes to show you that you're a keyboard coward. You know, you've got no character.
Scoot?
Yeah.
Just think about this. I mean, I know you don't want to talk politics today, but if every one of them people that said that when Trump, if Trump wins, they're leaving the country, they're all still here.
No, I know. It's the exact same thing, Terry. I mean,
I want to see Rob Reiner light himself on fire if Trump wins. Not going to do that. All it is talk.
If you say you're going to leave the country, follow through and leave the country. Don't stay here.
But anyway, I just thought you'd get a kick out the Trail of Tears from Nashville to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and all the way down the interstate.
All right, Terry, thanks for the call. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, we have friends directly in the path of the hurricane, and they tell me many of the streets, it looks like driving through valleys with the debris all piled up. This is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, as human beings who have experienced this before, we can relate to what they're going through. And I mean, they're getting hit. Some people are getting hit back to back. And you know what's really fascinating about these storms, including the one that hit the Louisiana coast, is that they all seem to start out, these recent storms have all started out the same, kind of as a almost a benign cluster of storms in the Gulf of the Caribbean. And it's like, oh, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the dialogue has been exactly the same. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't think it's going to be a big deal. I mean, this was supposed to be nothing. The last couple of storms were supposed to be nothing. And they developed and developed, and it's almost like they've taken the same pattern. And it is really rare that a storm goes from west to east. And so here's a storm going from west to east, hitting Florida again. And, you know, we can all relate to what the people are going through.
Here's a text that reminds us, I believe Franklin Graham said that God sent Katrina to punish New Orleans. So I'm sure it was probably more than one televangelist, but I think Franklin Graham was the big one that I remember.
It may have been him too, but I do think it was Pat Robertson.
I'm sure.
I mean, I've been doing this a while, and I think I remember Pat Roberts. We can check that out.
Look, if all the other televangelists are saying that God sent Katrina to New Orleans to punish us for all the queers, it's hard to imagine Pat Robertson sitting that one out. You know, he would be like, no, we're gonna do that.
Yeah, right. No, he's not going to sit that out if he doesn't have to. But, you know, those ideas are ridiculous. And I think it comes from the standpoint of people wanting to prove that God is on their side. You see, God's on our side. He hates homosexuals, too. And that's why Katrina went to New Orleans. And that's why the storm's going to Florida or wherever. And you all know that it's total poppycock. None of that is true.
I'll leave you with this one. This text says, it's not just the Chiefs we are competing against, it's the refs too.
Yeah.
The last minutes of the game, if the Chiefs are losing, a flag will be thrown against us. Be prepared for heartbreak.
Yeah, be prepared for that. It does happen. And I have been one over the years that has been very reluctant to buy into the idea that, you know, the Saints are targets. But in recent years, I have seen it. The Saints are targeted, especially when it's a team from a major market or a beloved team like the Kansas City Chiefs. I have seen the Saints targeted, and it really is sad. The other problem the Saints face is they also have to make sure that they don't lose to themselves. You know, they're battling the refs, they're battling the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're also battling themselves. Because in a couple of these games that the Saints have lost, well, the two games the Saints have lost, they kind of beat themselves. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, really glad to be back with you. And it's not only Manic Monday, but it is game day tonight. The Saints, Monday Night Football, Saints in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Can they beat the Chiefs?
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight. You know, I had to shut off the cable news channels earlier today, and I don't know whether you're starting to feel this way too, but I'm so over it. I mean, there is no truth to the story that Donald Trump is telling about FEMA disaster funds going to illegal immigrants. But what a great story. What a great way to get right-wingers riled up. The idea that the Biden administration, at a time when Americans need the money, that the Biden administration is taking money and instead of giving it to Americans, giving it to illegal immigrants. That's a great story, but it's not true. And again, I've kind of brought up this this idea that, you know, the lack of credible information to back up these lies would be like me going on the air saying Donald Trump had sex with one of Ivanka's teenage friends during a teenage sleepover late one night. He snuck her into an area of the house and had sex with her. That's not true. But there's as much foundation for that as there is for these other false claims that Donald Trump is making. And as I've said, vote for Donald Trump. Vote for whoever you want to vote for. But the American people should get together and denounce the ridiculous acceptance of these lies. I mean, for a presidential candidate to stand up and say something like, the current administration is giving money to illegal immigrants instead of giving it to the people who need it, who have been hit by a hurricane, when there's no basis of fact here whatsoever, is absurd. And yet people believe it. And that's the scary thing. And one thing that I also noticed during my time away, I noticed that there are, not all, but there are a lot of right-wing radicals who want to over-talk. They want to over-speak. They want to, in other words, if you bring up a counterpoint, they want to talk over you, and they keep talking. And if you listen very carefully, a lot of times when I'm accused of interrupting people, I'm not really interrupting them. It's just that they've gotten to a point where they've made their point, they're continuing to talk, and they're kind of repeating the point that they've made. And when I come in to interrupt after they've made their point, it's like I'm criticized for interrupting, but I'm not really interrupting. It's they don't want to let anybody else talk. They want to make their point by being louder and by consistently talking and by not letting the other side talk. I also saw a couple of YouTube shows recently where the same thing happened. This idea that they don't want to let you say anything. And if you start to say something, they make it seem like you're interrupting them, and they just continue talking. But they're just bringing up the same point, nothing new. But I am so sick of these blatant lies that I don't even want to talk about it anymore. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And I mentioned this earlier, and I think this is an example of how integrity is dead in America. This Michigan Wolverines fan was so convinced that Michigan was going to beat the Washington Huskies, an unranked team in Washington. He said, I will eat feces out of a solo cup if they lose. Well, they lost. And now he's refusing to eat the feces from a solo cup. Now, to me, that is a total dismissing of integrity. If you're going to make that promise, eat the damn feces. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. 1 year ago today, Hamas attacked Israel. It's being remembered around the world. I don't know what it's going to take to settle this. I hope it's settled soon. If it's settled soon, it's still too late because so much has happened and too many people have died. And this is a debate, an argument that goes back centuries. And we're not going to solve it overnight, but I don't know what it's going to take to come in and somehow solve this. But yes, it all started 1 year ago today. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on this beautiful Monday afternoon on WWL. Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day, October the 7th, last year, 2023. Frances Bean Cobain, the daughter of Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love, married Riley Hawk, the son of skateboarder icon Tony Hawk, in a ceremony officiated by Michael Stipe of REM, who is Frances Bean's godfather. So your grandparents are Kurt Cobain, Courtney Love, and Tony Hawk and his family. Man, those grandkids are going to be exposed to a lot of wealth. I had no idea that they were married. All right, it's a manic Monday, a lot to talk about. The election is less than 30 days away. The lying continues. I can't stand it. It's disgusting. I don't even want to talk about it. But today is also game day, so we're kind of focusing on the Saints. They go to Kansas City. They're in Kansas City to play the Chiefs tonight on Monday Night Football. Can they win? Yes, they can. Will they win? What Saints team shows up? The team that beat themselves against the Falcons? or the team that beat the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk more about that coming up. And our thoughts and prayers are with those people in Florida who are getting ready for Hurricane Milton, a devastating storm headed for the Tampa area. All right, I'm Scoot. Hang on. If you do want to join us with a comment next hour, the Okunhar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, I made a really interesting observation about the movie Frankenstein over the weekend. I'll tell you about that coming up next hour on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.